Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Light Radio. This is Naomi Christensen, co-host of The Light Show, where you can learn of new tools and resources to help you live in the everyday. We invite you to call in each Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard to 347-884-8169 to share your thoughts, experiences, or questions live with Anne, or you can join us by chat at blogtalkradio.com/AnneAngelHart. Our host, Anne Angelhart, is a teacher for the Shift in Consciousness, soul reader, and an international speaker. Anne is also the published author of Awaken the Secret Within, Keys to Joyful Living. Anne is available for speaking engagements, fairs and expos, customized workshops for your work or group, book signings, and soul reading parties. If you are interested or would like more information, please contact Anne at anneangelhart@aol.com. Where can you connect with Anne this month? Anne will be at Planet Earth Rising in Folsom on February 6th with the Aura Camera, and then her much-anticipated Goddess Weekend retreat in Bodega Bay, which is February 19th through the 21st. There's still time to sign up, so contact Anne at anneangelhart@aol.com as soon as possible. You can find out more details on the classes at www.anneangelhart.com. Don't forget that the Universal Law classes are also beginning. You can visit www.litecourse.com for details. Our topic tonight is a discussion with Anne Angelhart and her guest, Nancine Meyer, on the emotional aura, putting it to use. This is an important factor in the law of attraction equation. We've worked with thoughts, beliefs, and the spoken word. It's time to see if our attending emotions are a true match. Learn to impact your heart's desire with the yes factor. Nancine Meyer is an extraordinary spiritual teacher, angel clairvoyant, and psychic medium with many years of experience in business and as a business owner. Nancine's company, Main Street Angel, produces customized events teaching individuals how to put more spirit in their home life, in their love life, and in their business. She is personally respected as a very skilled psychic guide to individuals and as a challenging and entertaining speaker at events. You can reach Nancine at 623-544-3304 or visit her website, www.mainstreetangel.com. And you can also catch this information on the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/AnneAngelHart. Remember, if you would like to join in on the discussion, please press 1 on your phone and your call will be placed in queue. I will announce that you're on the air by announcing your area code. Again, the number is 347-884-8169. Hi, Anne and Nancine. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi, Naomi. Thank you for co-hosting. And hi, Nancine. It's nice to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I just wanted to add one thing in there, is that there are people in the chat, so also if you have a question in the chat room, you can key that in, and Naomi will see it and let Nancine know if you have a question, and Naomi will key that in the chat room for you. So I just wanted to let you know that, because I noticed there's some people in there tonight, and we kind of went straight to the hit one on your phone. So Nancine, I'm really excited to have you on here, and I think this is a great topic. Being that I am teaching the universal laws, it's so important to know all the tools and information that you can for all the laws, including the law of attraction. And so can you tell us a little bit about this work?
I'm going to, in love of your time and all, jump right in and give everybody a quick insight on auras, if that's okay.
That's wonderful.
And picture this. I'm a person of pictures and metaphors, so all of you listening or in the chat room, when you pass by the mirror next time, or if you have one now, you just see, oh, myself, that's your physical self. Some of you already know this, but I'm here to tell you and repeat it, that we have many, many, many of these vibrational fields. We're not going to do lessons on them today. We want to have some fun with it, but you need to know that the auras are energy, vibrating energy that is in vibration both out into the universe and in towards you. It's your personal sonar. It's more fine-tuned than that of the great white. You own it. You control the signal. So kind of go with us this evening and think of yourself as holding the remote, you know, and the universe, the great order taker, is not static either. It combines all that vibrational energy. So I know my spirit says, why are you telling us that? I want that's just to lay the groundwork of importance on effectively using your emotional aura field. So, by the way, that is the one, if anybody wants a picture of them in their aura, send me a half-inch picture of your head, and I'll put it inside Bob the Blob and send it back to you. Send it to P.O. Box 8302, Surprise, Arizona. The emotional aura is closest to the ethereal, which is really just the connector. So your emotions are even closer to you, believe it or not, than your mental body. So what are we going to do with it tonight, Anne? Well, let's use it, you know.
Let's use it.
Let's use it.
Here's the good news is that most of
the people here's a quick start. I know it'll get me and Anne going. And I'm sorry, and Naomi, too, God, I would love to have three of you. Anne, you're so blessed to have her there as a co-host and a friend.
Oh, thank you.
It's a nod. Those that are comfortable closing their eyes, fine. Those that are typing away, fine. But I want you to at least take the image and think of the universe as a 100%, this is your host, the universe, 100% blissful, beautiful, abundantly wealthy, and generous host or hostess of a grand, grand ballroom event. You're invited, and you've arrived. Just for a few seconds, take a look. What's your entrance? Everyone in the room is laughing joyfully, singing, dancing, receiving gifts, being fulfilled. You arrived. You were invited. The question is, how do you announce yourself? How do you connect with this beautiful, wealthy, generous host? And the question is, are you a cheerleader for your share in this? Or are you kind of a doubtful wallflower? Me, I usually go charging in and fall in the buffet. How about you, Anne and Naomi?
Well, I was dancing in and greeting everybody, so yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, but it, you know, we don't all have to be extreme in our ways, but this is a very important image to keep for yourself every day, and it's a unique one that I created for us and this program. How do you announce yourself? The universe is taking your orders, but we have to have this, use the emotion with it. So I think to be practical, which we like to do at Main Street Angel and Anne likes to do, is some easy steps, reality 101. Get to know your emotional rainbow, and please think of it that way. We live in a world of co-opposites. So you have anger. You wouldn't know you were angry if you weren't so blissful. So you've got to get to know the rainbow effect, your color palette. And when you do this, it's not the word anger or the word love or the word passion, but begin to notice the intending sensation. I greeted Anne this evening by saying, oh, when we were at a event together and I came running towards her up the room. I could feel I was fluttering inside and I got this break and there were no people around me and I was hoping no people would come around her and I went charging and I was smiling and I was just on fire. The colors were more orange and you want to get to know that. That's the emotional aura. It's not the word as when people say, oh, you're so emotional, which cancel, delete, be emotional. Be emotional, please. Again, keep the ballroom thing in mind. I mean, everybody else is having a good time. This is the same analogy or metaphor to when we say, gee, I'm doing the law of attraction. I'm saying, I attract money, I attract money, I attract money. And I don't have any, but, you know, seems that the people on the radio show have it, so what's going on? Well, you have to begin to hear your emotional voice. And the sensation, to me, that sounded rather boring. And you have to know, of course, that's another time with Ann and Naomi and any one of the wonderful people you join with to talk about when you say what you want, you have to get to the dynamic. So I always think an easy one is money. And most of us, it's not the paper bill. It's that feeling that comes with it. So if it's a feeling and it makes me feel good, maybe I should make it feel good. Thus, the Nancy Meyer expression every morning, welcome, money. I don't know where you are, but you're welcome with me. And I want you to have that. Welcome, money, in your life. Welcome it very much. Take out a paper bill and get to know how you feel about it. And then put some emotion in it. Get to know it. Again, not the word, the sensation. If I gave you a $100 bill, would your voice get louder? Would you move around more? Would your breathing increase? Would you giggle, sing? I don't know. That's for you to learn. Because once you know your emotional rainbow, these are the steps, you can love them all. If they're the uncomfortable ones, you acknowledge them. You find your own stop word or time it. Recently, I was miffed about something, whatever, fill in the blanks, whatever words, and I was with a dear friend, and I was just spieling it on, and she said to me, "Why, you're honked." And here's the beauty in that, an exchange where you can receive that from others. Since that day, when I catch myself right in the middle, let's say I was angry about a driver, I'm saying, that son of a gun, he cut right in front of me, I myself will all of a sudden go, honk, honk, and I stop it. You understand? You have the remote. I stop it, and because of the word honk, I start laughing. I just shifted that energy, and I'm starting to own it so I can use it. So love them all. I don't want to be sounding silly about those emotions that are more difficult. We're going to talk about disappointments as only one. Don't leave them in there again, like I said, say, oh, well, I think you have to get some of those phrases like, oh, get over it, get through it. No, be with it. Be with it a bit. Write a little list. Not every day we want you to be happy. Write a little list, maybe, I don't know, once every month of a disappointment or two or three. And then love yourself in it. Sit with the emotion, how it feels. Wow, I'm so disappointed that I didn't get whatever, fill in the blank. I wasn't able to join. And then do that thing that unconditionally you give to me and others. Take your beautiful hands and cup those wonderful jaw line of the bone there and just rock yourself and say, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you. Be with a little bit. If you love yourself and acknowledge that is one of the steps, the emotion, you can say, and you know what? Let's do something else now. Let's call up Ann and Nancy and have a good laugh. I hope everyone's getting this. It's getting to know it. And that means the difficult emotions, whether you want to take my word honk, that's fine. All you have to do is when you find yourself shouting, go honk, honk, and I guarantee you. It will definitely stop. Please take that one. I thank my dear friend for pointing it out to me. Is part of the reason we're all here. Time your emotions, too, if it's something heavy, like, well, I'd like to work on attracting love, money, divine goals, but I'm grieving right now. That's very honest. All you have to do is time it. Not put a time length on, just own it. If you've recently lost someone, I always say, this is the Nancy Meyer tool, get a little kitchen timer. Don't use the one on the double oven in your kitchen. Get one of those little timers and set it. Set it for 5 minutes. Set it for half an hour if you want to sit and cry. I guarantee you that when the dinger goes off, the trick is you must stop that emotion, whether it's anger and you say honk and you were pounding a pillow, whether you were crying, you must stop and kick it into reverse with the same exuberance. And you can do this. I know all of you can. I've been with you, and I know you can do it. So be a cheerleader. Dip in. We want, and then you can call up that level, that feeling level, that sensation level when you want it. Then you can say, welcome, money. Then you can say, I attract my perfect career. I am with my perfect lover. Thank you, universe. Now, see, if it's not comfortable now, there's things you need to learn about your rainbow. That's all. Work with Ann, work with Naomi, work with me. We'll help you. We'll give you the mantra or the affirmation, and we'll tell you, nope, we're not convinced when we hear you say it. It's got to be convincing. The universe is just an order taker. So in this great party, if everyone is calling out and laughing, going, oh, my gosh, and over here, and you're very quiet and nice, saying, I was wondering. Now, for those of you that say I'm soft-spoken, I'm not as loud as you, Nancy, it may not have to be in your voice. It has to be in your impact. That's what I'm meaning by that. I just happened to add a little volume. So you want to do that. Again, part of that law of attraction is being clear on what you want. And then when you ask for it, put the emotion. I expect the best today, universe. Surprise me. I am ready to receive miracles. Isn't that a better way of getting up in the morning than saying, what do I got to do today? Let's see. Oh, I didn't finish that. Mumble, mumble, mumble. And we all do that. So I'm going to give it back to Ann and Naomi. Then your program, you want to jump in with some of the ways that...
Well, I was just thinking that, where you're saying to use your voice and be loud, that also comes with the exuberance. So when you think about how, Anne goes over this a lot with people about their body language and what makes you feel good and what doesn't when you say a word, if you say a word with no energy, of course you're going to have no spark and no, you're not going to feel that that life, that energy that pushes you forward. So, of course, by, voicing it out loud and being exuberant, you have that energy behind it to get yourself excited, and then your body responds in a more positive way.
Well, it's making me think, like, the first Saturday of every month when I work at Planet Earth Rising, when I first started working at the new store, because they moved their store, the only place to actually hang the curtain on the wall for the aura pictures was in the back room. And everybody used to tell me, oh, my goodness, no one's going to find you in the way back room. And I went, oh, yeah, they will, right? And I don't even have to come out of the back room, but that's it. I'm usually really excited when I'm in there. I love to play a lot. To me, it's just a really fun play day. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, that's your work. But, see, my work is fun. It is play. But, now we've been in that particular building for about 4 or 5 years now, and now everybody wants to be in the back room, and that's why. It's because the energy, is passionate, it's fun, it's, like you said, what fun is it if I went and went, oh, I got to read a bunch of people today, if that's how I felt about it, I don't need to be doing it. But it's just about having fun, and even if it's real slow. A lot of people, get upset that the money's not coming in that day, but I know that whatever I'm doing there, it's about meeting people, or it's just about, being there and laughing. And I look at it more like, you know, wow, I got time to hang out with the healers and play with them, because normally we don't get to do that when we're busy. So I think it's just your perception, and like you said, Nancy, and it's about changing the energy, going in reverse, because you can go into work like that if it's slow all day, be bored, or you can create your own fun. You can move the energy around.
On your point and money not coming, I want to tap on that. We don't want to sound...
Well, I said that was their perception. Yes.
Well, I
not mine. That was theirs.
If money were your friend and he or she didn't hear you, you would repeat. That's another thing we lose along the way. We get so caught up in our doubts. So begin to notice when you do, like, well, I did everything they said and it didn't happen for me. So, you know, that's the oh, woe is me, Eeyore effect. And we probably all have a little bit of Eeyore. So learn to say that. Go, oh, Eeyore, come on, I'll go ask for you again. Money, where were you yesterday? That is how you approach life. Put it in. You are vibrating that emotion. You are cleaning out the doubt. Again, even if you don't say it loudly, if you put your hands to each side of your body and we're like orchestrating, being the conductor, when you do that, what is your feel pushing out? Push it out, folks, push it out, push it out. And the universe is going, pulling it in back to you. Your echoes clearer. Again, we are vibrations. We are energy. It's kind of like, and it comes back that way and attaches. So it takes practice. Here's some ways that you can practice if you don't feel I'm not all out yet on it. Notice your robotics responses in during your day, and notice them in others. And maybe make some changes there. You know, just for the fun of it, it's bringing you out again. What key are you in if you were a piano? For instance, when someone says, hi, Ann, how are you today? Most of us say, I'm fine, how are you? Can you change that a little? Say, you know, says Ann, I feel great today, Nancy. I don't know why, but I feel great. How are you? You got to bring it.
Absolutely.
That's what I say in all my classes to all my people. Bring it. If you want it, bring it. And it's easy enough to do. And there's a little expression in the song I Am a Hero that if you don't, I don't think you'll mind, and it's Mark Stanton Welch. And it says, what holds me back? A little fear. What holds me back? Voices ringing in my ear. Well, you know, get to know them and say, yeah, yada, yada, whatever, and then bring it. So
yes.
Check those responses. I heard one today, or you can notice them, those of you in Facebook and Twitter and the blogging, you'll see quite often, have a great day, and the response, the robotic response is you too. So work on changing that. Just once, look at the reaction you'll get from people. I guarantee you it will be good. It might be a little surprise, particularly if you're heretofore been a little bit more to the milquetoast side. But if someone says, have a great day, say, you know, I intend to, and I wish you want to. Change it. Bring it.
Right. You know, that's funny. I was just thinking about something right before you said that, so I must have been in sync with you. But a few years ago, you know, because of what the kind of responses that you were just saying, you say, have a great day, and people would go, okay, you know. I started saying, well, create a great day. And they start to, and then they stop, and then they smile, and they go, oh, yeah. So even in delivering it, you could change a little bit and say, you know, create a great day.
Well, let's use a real good example of what something that really happened. However many years ago that this little smiley face came to have a great day, and then people got so sick of them. Now you have the emoticons in your emails, and they've got different ones, correct? There's frowns, there's tongues hanging out.
Yeah.
Somebody took that further. That's another visual for you that are listening. Bring it. Extend your emotions, because then, just like on your computer screen, you can pull the one you want. Say, I'm going to ask for this today, and I'm attaching this emoticon to it. and do it again and again. Anything, any practice that's worthwhile to your heart's desires is worth repeating. So put emotion and in your requests, in your affirmations, dance, move. Spirit has to move, so dance. Here's another great opportunity. Just work with releasing any anger when you're put on hold and there's music, or if you called into the talk radio and there's music, and give it. Bring it, give it. Do a little dancing. Spirit likes to move. You know, even if it's a slow song, have a waltz with your angels. So we want you to get to know it, bring it, give it, and you'll see some amazing changes. I had a disappointment recently. This is not about me. This is about all of you in our audience. It was, I would say, on a hard hit, about an 8. I was honked. So being that I could recognize that, I sat with it for a while. I did say to myself, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know that you hurt over this. I'm sorry. And I know it's an 8 on the emotional field. I got an idea. Why don't we write our newsletter today or the next chapter in our book? I'm assuring you that with those steps, if you acknowledge it, love it, humor it, and redirect it, you'll find a wonderful end product. Wonderful. That's just a little plug for my newsletter. No, I'm kidding. But it's very... You
That's
see how happy you are
when
you get in this happy state? You do, but I really mean, you know. So if there's anything, and I know, Naomi and Ann, you feel the same, then we can help get you started. Again, picture a party where everybody is dancing, receiving, and laughing joyfully, and just, you know, and everybody's got the best-looking girl or guy, and everybody feels content with the gifts they're receiving, the food they share. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
We have a stake in changing the way things are, but my angels tell me that we've ignored the fine line between charity and scarcity. And where charity is love, but we've kind of put, instead of love, pity. And so we kind of live in a focus in scarcity. Be charitable. Include yourself and make it love. That's what I say. And write to me and tell me the results. Anybody is welcome to write me and go, Nancy, and I'm honked. But please don't share. Please share the story in 20 words or less. But you are very welcome. No response.
That's a good plan.
20 words or less.
That won't be me when I'm exuberant. I'm wordy, wordy, wordy type of way. So.
I can't open all those emails. That would get me honked all again. You know that. So.
Oh, my gosh. Every time you say that, it kills me.
Oh, I know. Now I know when I see Ann and you again, you probably go honk, you know. There she comes. I don't know if we have any questions in your audience or anything they want to work with, by example.
No, we do have 1 minute left. I hadn't seen any hands raised or questions in the chat room, but remember that you can also place a comment on the Blog Talk Radio page at www.blogtalkradio.com/AnnAngelHeart, and all the contact information for Nancine is also posted there. So was there anything that you wanted to add with that?
Well, if you are looking for a little quick from me, we call that in kind as opposed to clock time. Again, please keep it brief. You can write me. And also, there's so much help not only at Ann's and yours and my websites, but I've got a great newsletter coming out this week. Go to the website and sign up for it or write to me. And it has all these kinds of things that you can do.
All that information will be on the Blog Talk board.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to let everybody know that all that information will stay up on archived on the Blog Talk board.
Now I want for you, Naomi, to come and live with me in my room.
Oh. What is that about?
I'm a Laugh John kid. We have so much fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, they're here. Who are these people? Oh, they're my friends. So, you know, I want to say one quick thing in close. I'm sure many of the audience has seen Avatar, and there is a line in there between the two lovers where they say each to the other, "I see you." And I think with all love and honor to everyone listening, the only difference between the three of us and you is we trained ourselves to be able to say, "I see you. I may not always like you, but I see you, and I love you." And that's what we want you to have for yourself.
That's great. Well, I thank you so much, Nancine, for coming on and sharing your wisdom and your joy. It's great. I do notice the clock went off, so I don't know if they heard the whole end of that or not, but I'm hoping that they did.
Yes, it's still streaming.
That's great. So I want everybody to have a wonderful month, and let us know, you know, play with some of these techniques and write us or post it on the Blog Talk Radio show. We'd love to hear your experiences and know about your joy. And so love and light to everybody. And until next week, actually, is Diane, and her show will be hosting. And love and light to everybody, and I'll talk to you in 2 more weeks.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.